Good afternoon and welcome back to Stage Talk after our brief hiatus during the holiday season. I hope everybody had a great holiday time and Happy New Year to everybody here from KSKA and Stage Talk. I'm Steve Hunt, your host, and we start a new season today with our first show in January. Speaking of new seasons, my guest today is Teresa Pond from Cyrano's Theater Company. She's going to be talking about their new season. And for those of you who don't know, Cyrano's is a little different from other theater companies or other dance companies in the area in that they do their season from January through December rather than starting in the fall and going through to the spring. So we'd like to have them on coming on here at the top of January to talk about their season. And so that's what we're going to be doing today. Teresa Pond, it's always great to have you on the show. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's great to be back. It's 2018.
Can you believe it? 2018. Oh, my goodness. And you have me at a bit of a disadvantage because this is good news in that I've not been able to go online and find out what your season is. So I'm not prepared at all for this show. but what's really exciting is that this is the first announcement of your season. We have the scoop on that.
So, you have the scoop, Steve.
And I understand that things have been really exciting over at Cyrano's. You moved over to the DeBar space.
Location, we did.
The old Out North.
Yeah. Out North moved downtown and we moved into their digs. It has been a stunningly wonderful season. You know, one would not know how such a thing would work. We moved from our beloved downtown home after 25 years and during this 25th year into a new space. And I have to say a big thank you to all of our supporters, our patrons, our artists. They came with us and we put on a fantastic fall season. We had much of our productions sold out and our whole 2017, you know, ticket income picture was looking rosy. And what it told me is that Cyrano's continues to provide what the community wants to see. And that means a lot to me because we were very passionate about the shows we were doing.
Well, I guess that means a lot that if you are doing what you want to do and people go across town now to see you, then they appreciate what you're doing.
It's interesting because at one point I timed it driving from our downtown location to our new location, and it was only about like 6-7 minute drive. We're not that far.
No, but psychologically, it's a little further. Yeah.
It's been it's opened up. You know, I'd said before all through this last year, you know, where is Cyrano's growing to? What is Cyrano's 2.0? Going to be in its new evolution as we move forward. We're so grateful to our founders, Jerry and Sandy Harper, and everything that they did to build us up to be able to launch even farther forward. And so as we move forward into our new space, we have a multi-use, basically an arts center. We have a black box theater. We have two gallery spaces. We're using one as a patron lounge in a partnership with Yes Bistro. We provide food and wine at our shows. We also have wonderful comfy couches and places to do readings. And we have the beginnings plans towards bringing visual art back in. There'll be more announcements about that later. And I have to just say a personal, I'm so thrilled. I have an office.
Oh, my. Well, that's a plus.
I have an office.
And you've got some new staff, too, don't you?
I have some new staff. I'm so excited. We have brought on Shotzi Schaefers, who many in our community know as an outstanding theater artist, administrator, and just brilliant human being.
And playwright, too. And she's a playwright as well.
And she's a playwright, too. Yes, she's a playwright, actor, director. And I'm very excited that she's also an outstanding grant writer and development associate. So she's working in development and administration with us and doing some of our box office. We are also brought in Alexis Sheeter, who is doing marketing consulting. She's been working with me since the summer. We've got Jeremy Gaunt working with us in some facilities maintenance and also some tech theater advising. So we're starting to grow. We're starting to build some real proper staff now. We were very happy for Janet Stoneburner, who's been with us for so long. She's kind of moved on to some other projects, but she still works with us, you know, as an artist, and we love her to death. So,
well, one thing that I know is exciting for you, talking about your new season, is that going into a new space, you're able to consider some shows you might not have been able to do in the old space, just with it being a larger space?
It's just, you know, there's more height, mm-hmm. and it allows, I can tell you, Frank Hardy, you know, one of our primary lighting designers over there, is so thrilled because it allows us to do all sorts of different things with lighting, as you understand. Mm-hmm. It's an exciting space for that. There's wonderful possibility of the kinds of work that we can do. What I've looked at as we look at 2018 is a season that stands on our traditions and moves us forward, a season of a variety of stories and genres, and the two things that are most important to me, the highest artistry and the professional values. And I mean, we're just like buckling in and driving forward.
Well, let's talk about the season now. Great introduction to what you were trying to achieve. So
yeah.
Can we have a few names
of
shows?
We'll give you some names here. Well, the first one is on our website, or about to be, all of our graphics about to go on, Disenchanted. This is a funny cabaret vaudeville style musical about fairy tale princesses gone awry. You need to forget the Disney princesses that you thought you knew. This is the original princesses, but they kind of, we say they toss off their tiaras. There's a kind of a feminist bit. There's a humor. You're going to hear a lot more about it when we open at the mm-hmm. end of the month. But we've got Snow White, Mulan, Belle, all sorts of crazy women up there. It is a fantastic musical. We've got a band, and they're in rehearsals now.
And you're doing this as a collaboration with
Alaska
Fine Arts Academy?
We are doing this as a co-production with Alaska Fine Arts Academy.
And they've just shut down their theater program, so this is the last show they'll be doing?
This is the last show for a while. They're going into a hibernation mode. I'm excited to see what they kind of decide to mm-hmm. do next. And we were pleased as Punch to co-produce with them. One of the major things, you know, for Cyrano's that Sandy Harper certainly believed in very strongly is that we co-produce, co-host. We act as kind of an umbrella to bring in other groups, smaller groups, or independent artists and their work. So we're excited about that.
Well, for those just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. We're talking about Cyrano's Theater Company's new season and what's been going on over their new space. Mm-hmm. We're about halfway through the show
now. I know. We've got
to cut to the chase here and get some of these names out.
Well, after Disenchanted, we're looking at Marjorie Prime by Jordan Harrison. This is a science fiction drama fair. So it's the age of artificial intelligence. An 85-year-old woman has a handsome new companion. It's called a Prime, a person that represents her loved one that can help feed her the story of her life. And it's an interesting question. You know, human nature, what would we remember if we had a choice about mm-hmm. our lives? And what version of the people we love would we like to keep around for all eternity? And we go through a whole family of people and what we call primes, the artificial intelligent version of these people. The same actors will play both characters.
And the name of that show again?
Marjorie Prime.
Marjorie Prime.
It was a Pulitzer Prize finalist in 2015. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic drama. Then we've got an urban fantasy, a comedy called Trevor by Nick Jones. It's actually inspired by true events. It's a subversive comedy about fame and success and the lies we tell ourselves. And Trevor is a chimpanzee who lives with a woman in the suburbs and all of the problems that go on with that. His understanding of the world versus her and the neighbors and the sheriff and their understanding of the world that he lives
artificial
in.
Artificial intelligence to chimpanzee.
Absolutely.
I see a pattern going on.
I know. We will continue to have space in the summer for co-productions and other groups coming in. I'm looking at some titles right now for summer musical. We had such a great success with the Trailer Park comedy last summer. So I'm fleshing out which title we're going to land on for the summer, but summer musical for sure.
And so then, we're still deciding about the summer
season.
Still
deciding about that. You know, in fact, I'll put out a shout out if people have thoughts given to me, because I'm sort of overwhelmed with different things I want to do at the same time. And I have so many musicals that we love. But I think summer's a good time for the theater to be doing something fun like that.
Would it be a musical that ran all summer long? Or
that would be the idea, is to kind of keep what we were doing last summer, kind of the mm-hmm. later part of the summer.
Right,
it was a nice time to be bringing everybody kind of back in from their fishing trips to the theater and watching some fun.
And you're thinking about sort of four seasons, in a sense, with Cyrano's. You get your spring season, your summer season.
Yep, and then our fall season, and then our holiday programming. You know, we just finished our holiday programming, and again, we're kind of settling those titles, but we will continue family programming. Fancy Nancy the Musical was a fantastic success for us, and we brought in an entire different audience than probably normally comes to the theater with young children. It was wonderful. And, of course, our evening holiday fair, Our Friend's the Enemy, was such an outstanding show. So we'll be continuing that. And then, you know, over the fall, I would say – at least once a week, we continued to get asked questions from audience and artists, are we going to do Much Ado About Nothing? Because, of course, we had moved that for my schedule a little bit. And so the answer to everybody is absolutely. We are doing Much Ado About Nothing as our fall kickoff in September. I'm very excited. I'll be directing it and already coming up with great ideas for that. I like to have a classical fare with Cyrano's to balance our contemporary. We just talked about some new titles.
Right.
We want new plays and we want classical work. We want family programming and, you know, some festive musical in there. So Much Ado About Nothing, followed by a new play about an old play, Doll's House Part 2.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. What happens if the story doesn't end with Nora walking out the door forever? What happens if she comes back 15 years later and sees Torvald, her husband, sees her daughter, sees the housekeeper?
For those of you who don't know the story, the most famous door slam in theater history is when she leaves her husband. At that time period, it was unheard of to do that.
Yeah.
That door slam, and now you're saying, what happens if
if she comes back? Yeah, it's written by Lucas Hanath, and Cody Costello is going to direct that for us. So that's going to come up after Much Ado in the fall. Doll's House Part 2, it's a new play, and it is an actor's dream. It's an audience's pleasure. It's fantastic writing. And that's a lot through the season of these titles I'm talking about, is we have really rich, powerful writing going on, really compelling stories being told. And that's what Cyrano's is based on. That's what's important to me that we, like, you know, plow forward with.
Mm-hmm. So you've got your spring season, your fall season sort of set. You're still working on your summer season.
Yep, a little bit.
Your holiday season is still
in the works. Oh, it's going to be great. We're going to keep it going. I mean, I like to say that, our holiday season is we're still going to be the alternative for traditional Christmas. We're still going to find fun and interesting ways to bring Christmas up. So, yeah.
And if I could be so bold, you actually have a fifth season in that you often will collaborate with other companies.
Yes, yes.
So you have RKP coming in.
RKP Productions is coming back, I think, in April, and we're definitely hoping to continue with other groups as well. We keep hearing about different artists and groups that are wanting to get their work up. So I also want to give a shout out that there's still places in the calendar that we're looking at, and I would love to speak with people who want to get their work up. We have a musician who wants to come in for a concert. We have visual artists, as I said, that we're starting to talk to. We have now more space. We have what is to be an arts and community center again. This is what's important about that building. If you remember, this building is about arts, recreation, and education.
And you mentioned a singer coming in. Are you thinking about opening up your space for other kinds of performing arts?
I would love to.
For dance and even.
Yep, I would love to. Mm. I would love to. Absolutely. You know, and, you know, Cyrano's has begun a bit of foray into education, and that's something that we'll be talking about later in the year, that we're going to be doing more with education and working with Title I schools. And so there's a whole lot happening at Cyrano's Theater.
Well, this sounds very exciting, Teresa. Is there anything you're not doing?
Well, I'm still working on making sure I have enough time to sleep.
That's a plus.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah. Now's the time. We're gathering the troops, the artists, the designers. We're putting audition dates together. Yeah. Most people are mid-season. We're starting. We're launching.
Well, sounds very exciting. I'm Teresa Pond here with Cyrano's Theater Company, talking about all the things you're doing over there.
Oh, this 2018
plays,
season of adventures.
Not just theater, but visual arts and music and we'll have to have you come back and talk about these things. So quickly, in the 5 minutes we have left, give us the list of shows you already have in the hopper here.
Oh, well, we're starting with Disenchanted. We're then going into Marjorie Prime. And then I think we're going to be having a co-production with RKP. And then we're doing Trevor. This is our chimpanzee. We will have a summer musical and entertainment. We're going to start the fall with Much Ado About Nothing, then do Doll's House Part 2. And then we'll have our holiday programming.
Well, thanks a lot, Teresa. Always a pleasure having you on.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.